cliffcentral.com.
I told her I was going to do this and she absolutely hated me for it. It's Pumi Mashego and today is Woman Day. And because it's the third Wednesday, it's just before payday. In fact, today, day before payday, yes, we're talking about money, 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 money. Yeah. And I've got Michelle Dave
in the chair
next to me. But today we're also doing something slightly different because when you talk about money, it's a serious thing. Right? It's very serious.
We always
have these hardcore, hectic, serious conversations. And I came across this page a couple of weeks ago via on the social networks. And our guest today calls herself a money consciousness teacher. Right. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. So, Busi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for me. Thank you, Michelle.
Pleasure.
Nice meeting you.
So nice to see you. And when you read further on her blogs, right,
yes,
she talks about money vibrations.
Yeah.
And she talks about no one doubts it that we are in a relationship with money and sometimes we hate the relationship we're in with money. No one doubts that part.
And that's what Michelle always tells you.
But like, you know, like money vibrations and money consciousness and the energy of money. So I thought we're going to have a different conversation today, and that's why you're joining us.
Yeah.
Was it before we even go into the... So you are a money consciousness teacher.
Yes.
You are a business owner.
Yes.
And you are a debt and financial wellness counselor, wara wara. So you do the serious things about money too.
Yeah, I like a bit of the serious stuff. Michelle does most of the serious stuff.
No, I just scare the living hell out of everybody with the money stuff.
Yeah, no, I do the fun part of money.
The fun part of money. So you have to tell me about what a money consciousness teacher is and does.
So, as you will also, you've just mentioned that we are in a relationship with money. So, this is a physical relationship where we actually have the money in our purse or in our bank account and we can actually see it. But then there's also the other relationship we have, which is the emotional relationship with money, which is the one that counts the most. So, research says on a daily basis, everyone thinks of money 80% of the time. So it's either you have it or you don't. You will think about it 80% of the time.
80%.
Yes. So you literally are thinking about money the whole time. How am I going to get to work? Do I have enough food? Do I have enough lunch? What am I going to buy? You know, everything that we do is money. Being here, sitting here is money. So now, if you're thinking about money, it means that your emotions are involved with money. So 80% of your emotional body is working with this energy of money. So now if you are not in good standing with it, just imagine what will happen. So it means that if 80% of the time you are scared or you are feeling lack or you're feeling you don't have enough, your whole entire life is going to run on that script. I don't have enough. I cannot afford, I'm in lack, it's not going well, and it's going to affect the other parts of your life, your love life, your health. We have seen people who have gotten cancers and everything under the sun. Stress, well, stress is the biggest, and it's caused by money first than most things in life. So that is what I do. So I'm teaching the consciousness of money, which is the, I call it the emotional part, which is emotional, spiritual, but it is why we feel the way we feel about money. What happened? Because the first day we were introduced to money, we were told something about money and that thing stayed with us till today. So everyone at age 3 gets to know what money is. And the
Michelle, why am I being pointed at in this manner, Michelle?
Because what Busi is saying is something that we've spoken about so often.
Yeah.
And remember, we also said, you asked me today, what was Jade like as a child? And I said, she's never been a child. She was born a grown up.
Yeah.
And remember we had this conversation with those three youngsters? Mm. And we said to them, what is your thoughts about money? Yeah. And we were talking about teenagers. So what you're saying is just, it's like resonating, and it's like, yeah. it's almost yeah. giving us a clap and going, see?
Exactly.
So I'm so glad you're here.
So that money story is what has taken us through our whole being. It is one of the things that when everything goes wrong or right around money, we go back to that point. So for instance, my money story, when I was three, I was introduced. So for instance, someone is introduced to it by...
No, you have to tell me your money okay. story. Now I'm like...
No, yo, you can't just stop there.
So at three years old, my mother was working a small business, so she was making bedspreads, duvets, curtains, all nice things to decorate the house. And she will get up in the morning. She will work throughout the night doing this. And in the morning, she will take me with to town, where she would then sell to everyone there in the suburbs. She will offer this. People will be so happy to see her with all these great products, things that she's selling, and it will give us so much money. So I will see all this money. My mother will receive all this money. And then after that, we'll go to the shop. She will buy me anything and everything sweet. I wanted. So for me, my money story is that you work hard throughout the night. You don't sleep. And then people will be happy with what you have. They will give you so much money. But what do you do with it? You spend it. All of it.
Oh, good point again. I'm going to put my hands behind my back. No pointing.
So from a small age, I always knew that I wanted to have money. I wanted to have more money. My background was not, it did not affect me in changing that belief or that dream that I had, because it wasn't helping me in any way. Obviously, it was a disadvantage place and all that. But every time when I thought about money, I thought about that. And I knew that money gave me so much happiness, so much I could just point and my mother would buy. And now I made so much money. Every time I made my money, I made millions and millions, and I will spend it, all of it. Everything. So I need a Michelle in my life today. Obviously, I've worked through my story, and I've taken the positive, and I've worked on the negative, which is the part where I spend it all. But that affects us all our lives if we do not work on it.
So when people, you host money breakfasts where you do money stories, where yeah. people think back about the story of how they encountered money and yeah. work through that.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you work through that with the person, with the client, how do you change those things? I mean, if you've been doing it, I'm a grown person yeah. now. If I've been doing something since I was three,
yeah.
or believed something since I was three, mm-hmm. how do you work on changing
yeah.
those
yeah.
behaviors?
Yeah. Well, that's very important, because at first it doesn't even look like a problem. So someone at 3 years old who was introduced to saying, your mother is getting hit too because she's spending so much money. So she does not want money because it caused her mother grief and herself. So she's not willing to want to have money, because if money is around, we're not gonna be happy in this house. Or maybe people are going to come and want it from us, or people are going to abuse us because we have money. So sometimes a person will not even recognize that is the problem. So the first thing that we go to is obviously to trigger the emotion that this person has around money. So anybody can do that. So you, right now, when you hear the word money, what comes into mind? So it will be that thing, the first thing. So it might be the fact that, oh God, I need to go and work harder. Oh, I don't have much in the bank right now. Oh my goodness, I wished I had money to go on holiday. So the first thing that comes up in your mind when you just hear the word money, if it's a nervous feeling, or it's a
sick feeling in the pit of your yeah, stomach,
then you know already that things are not going so well. And that is the feeling that you need to work with. So the next step is to go into saying, why do I feel like this about money? So that is where you now start to really get into the deeper aspect of it. Why do I feel like this? So then a lot of things will come up. Anger. So one of the things that we do is to write a letter to man. Some people feel so angry, like, yeah, you know, I should be having money. I work so hard. I wake up every morning. I do so much, but I don't have it. And other people feel guilt, which is to say, I should have not gotten into that debt. I should have never done this. I made the wrong mistake. So we have a process where we get the story out of writing. We call it writing a letter to money. So I've got a group of about 180 women. We was doing this on a daily basis and they're getting their stuff all. You can imagine with the things we go through.
I want to know.
So, awesome. Recently one lady just came into the group and she was very excited about this, and then she just saw the process of how to write this letter to man, and she said to me, damn it, I keep hearing everyone saying they are sorry to man. I'm not sorry. Damn this I never have money for anything, and I work so hard. I really work so hard. I wake up every morning and I do. So it will be anger, it will be frustration, it will be guilt, it will be all these emotions that comes up. Why you feel this way? So once you have these emotions, then now you continue to take each emotion that came up and deal with it individual. So if it's anger, why is it anger? One lady, she was in so much debt for so long, and what happened is when we went through the process, we found out that when she got married, her husband took a loan to go pay for her lobola. So you don't know that this person is marrying you with her loan.
So she actually paid for her own lobola.
Raga. So you see, hashtag men are.
No. So she gets to this, after the honeymoon, she finds out that they have a debt. So they are in community of property. Now she needs to pay this money. She's like, damn you.
Just on that note, we have had this conversation.
Oh my goodness. About the, remember with Claudette?
So Oi. She finds out, and now she's angry. Oh my goodness, I'm in so much debt. The wedding, everything, my own lobola, I'm paying for it right now. Well, obviously, because they could afford it, so they paid it off. But what happened is that this lady, on a constant basis, she kept going back and making so much debt. And she was not wanting to have this debt. But then the fact that she is now angry about the fact that she paid for her own lobola, she kept going to so much debt all the time. She didn't know why. She would try pay it off. It would just come back. She would try paying it off. It was just a cycle. And then until she found out that was the problem. That was the point. Then she had to actually go back and say, I'm angry because my husband did this. And she was able to then forgive herself for going through this debt and really punishing herself and be able to forgive the husband.
Which, I mean, I think the thing about forgiving yourself and punishing yourself makes me wonder, how much of our money emotions are linked to our own personal emotions about all sorts of things. Things that have nothing to do with money.
Exactly.
And then we kind of put it onto the money burden.
As I said, the 80%. So the 80% really runs your life. I mean, 20% you can't do much with. So if that is how you feel, then it's going to show up in so many places. One other lady, last one. Black tax. So black tax is taking care of those people that took care of you.
I'm just going to park the black tax conversation because it is. It makes me angry.
No, Pumi has taught me so much. I promise you.
It makes me angry.
Wow.
That we have taken something that is so intricately African.
Absolutely.
We as Africans are about the greater good.
Exactly.
And we have made it a negative thing.
Absolutely.
By terming it a tax.
Yeah.
So if you do not look after your brothers and sisters, who will look after them?
Exactly.
So, but this way, so I'm just, okay.
Yeah, let me just calm down. Out.
Okay, let me just calm down. So you were saying about the black tax.
So now, she thinks, her life is not going to be so great because she has to take care of other people. So she's saying, I don't have enough money because they want money from me. So now she does have enough money to take care of everyone. But now she's got this emotion that's running her life at the moment and is saying, if you were not giving them this money, you could have 1, 2, 3. So what will happen is that she always finds a way to sabotage herself to not have money so that she can prove to them that I don't have money. Can you believe that?
This proves my point exactly.
Exactly.
About the issue of black tax.
Well, it's all the mindset. You are saying it's a good thing. Someone else is not thinking it's a good thing. So whichever way you think it's a good thing, then it works for you. Because obviously giving works for us in a good way. But then if you think it's not a good thing, it's absolutely working against you. So you are angry. So we found out through the process that she's angry. She's angry because she has to take care of people. So she has to make sure that they understand that she does not have money. So that means that she really does not have to have money. So yeah. It is a big issue. Our emotional bodies needs a lot of healing. And if you are not healing your emotional body, you're going to keep working on the 20%, which is sending the CV, sending the proposal, making, you know. But that is not, it's action, but that action is not supported if your 80% is running against those actions. So I find people are applying for great jobs that they want. People are trying to improve themselves. People are doing so much. They are trying to start businesses. They are trying to do this. They are trying to do. It's not working because you are not fixing the bigger part.
So how did you come to this realization?
It's a long story.
How do you become a money consciousness person? How did you get to that?
I got also into, today I call it a blessing, but when I went through looking for money in everything, I looked for money. I knew that I was destined to have money. So I always pushed and pushed. I went from having a job to quitting it because I found out, I didn't like IT. I started IT, but then I was there sitting in front of a computer. I didn't.
You and Mrs. Gigaba both.
Yes! We are IT specialists! So I found out that I was in that IT specialist, thank goodness.
You didn't like the overalls.
No. For me, so so I went into now business. And as I say, in business, I will make money and I will lose it or spend it.
Yeah, not lose it. Be clear. You didn't lose the money.
Sometimes I did lose it, but sometimes I spend it. Well, most of the time I spend it. So I then kept looking, but then the more I looked, the more things got worse. I got bankrupt at a point, you know, I lost the house, the car, they came and towed it. You know, I think the worst thing that can happen to a person is see your car being towed because you are totally bankrupt. You have no money, minus, and everyone is taking their things away from you. So after all that, I still continued looking. And the more I looked, I actually found out that money was not about what I was thinking it is about. It was about doing what you love on a daily basis and finding that point where you connect with the energy of money. So right now, if you have a goal, and your goal is not money, it is what you want. So if I say to you, hey Pumi, here's a bag of 100 million rands, would you be happy?
Believe it.
Absolutely. But then I say, Pumi, you cannot spend one rent off it. You decorate your house with it. Put it in your house. Put it in every room. Just have it. Then it's not does not help you now. So you're like, keep your money. But if the 100 million, you will do things with it. You don't want the 100 million. You want the things that the 100 million will give you. But then most of the time we're thinking that what we want is going to come through money. So for instance, look at the wonderful ladies who take care of our homes. We leave at about 5 o'clock in the morning. We come back at 7. She's sitting with this mansion. She's going through the jacuzzis. She's enjoying herself. Who has the house? She has the house. She's enjoying the experience of the house. But you actually own the house, but you cannot enjoy it. So we think we want money to get stuff, but we actually don't want money. We want the experience of having the things we want to have. So if you move away from making money your biggest goal ever and saying, money, can you be a vehicle for me to get to the things I want? Then you change a whole lot of things in your mind. You change a whole lot of things in your spirituality, and you change a whole lot of things in what you experience.
So you have to tell me about the energy of money. I think the analogy of the 100 million that you have in rands and notes and whatnot, but are unable to access the things that you want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is perfect, because in my mind, money is an inanimate thing.
Yeah.
Money is that coin that is sitting in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Money is that note that is sitting in the ashtray in my car.
Yeah.
It's inanimate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't move without me moving it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything without me doing that with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does money have energy?
So money has energy because money is not a physical whatever, like this phone, or it is value. So you have money when you have value. That is the only way you get to have money. So for an instance, now, if I believe that I am here doing a good deed, or doing I'll start a business, and my business is so valuable to other companies come to me, get the solutions they wanting to grow their businesses, to make their businesses bigger. The more value that I offer the company, the more the company they will pay me, isn't it? So now what I get is money, but what I'm actually having is the value that company cannot live without. So we are all here to be of each other's help. So Michelle has something that I definitely need, and I've got something that she definitely needs. So how much value I have is how much Michelle is gonna give me, or anybody else. So as you have always heard, they say, if you want to have money, help a lot of people. That is what it means. Money is that energy of value. You cannot touch it, but you can feel it, hence its energy. So if you have so most of the times, it's been said that if you you don't have self-confidence, well, those things are, you know, in another way. But if you don't think that you are worthy, you are not going to have money, because you are not worthy of being value to another person's life. Then money is going to be as much as you think you are worthy. So you go in the morning, you go to work, and you get your job, and you think, you know what, if tomorrow I die here, no one's going to miss me. Like, everyone's just going to continue with their life. If you feel that way, then you know how much value you think you have, which is not true. What you think about yourself is not true. It's just how you have thought. But the thing is that we all have so much value. But if we don't recognize it now, we don't access the money, because money and value, money is the measure of value. So you need to start with how much you feel you are worth. Then whatever value you have, people will come and access that value and give you money in return. So one of the things I do is obviously help these ladies in this forum, but also I do workshops. The coming up workshop is talking on skills, which your skills is so a tree and a bed does not think about their budget. They don't wake up in the morning and be like, oh my goodness, what am I going to eat? Will I have enough water? Will I have enough food? They don't. And they were created by the universe. We are also created by the universe. But the universe did not just provide for us. The universe actually gave us more. The universe gave us skills. Everyone has their three main dominant skills that the universe gave us to be able to trade those to survive. Not just survive, but thrive. Now, if you take those three main, that's just for you to be able to take care of every need you have. But when you go, you find that you actually have more than three, and you have also other skills that you still need to cultivate. Those skills allow you to be great now, to be able to help another person, to be able to impact people's life, start organizations, start initiatives, start this and this, because you have the money, you can be able to do those things. So if you do not understand your value, you do not understand your skills, your energy is always going to be at the minuses and zeros. But once you get your value up, you get your vibration, your money vibration up, the more your value goes up, your money vibrations goes up. So if we are now, your value can access the 100 rands. Then once your value increases, your money vibration also will allow you now to access the hundreds of thousands. The more your value goes up, your money vibration goes into the millions of rands. So it's just that. That's energy. That's the money
for me. Michelle.
Wow. Big wow. So, but can I just say, because I think this is actually such a valuable point that you've just made. It really is about the individual human being. Mm. And that's why, I mean, you and I have spoken about credit and debt and that so often.
Yeah.
And think about what you've just said and the human being that is sitting in that position where they owe absolutely everybody something.
Yeah.
How do they emotionally feel?
Yep.
Firstly, they freaking hate money because this is where I am. So whatever I get, I have to give to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I agree that is such a valuable lesson for people to learn, that no matter if you have to give it away, what happens if you think differently about giving it away?
Exactly.
So yes, I have to do this, but it's for the better of my future. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm able to pay off all this debt, I am going to be a different person. I'm going to have more money in the bank. Absolutely. For me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
So this connects beautifully. I love this. I love it.
I'm still struggling with it. No, I am. I don't know why. I don't understand why you girls are laughing at me. Because what I am truly struggling with is I'm struggling with the fact that the way... It sounds so easy, right? You're like, just get your money vibrations up, get this, get your confidence back, and that sounds easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to say it.
Yeah.
But if I am that person who's got a terrible money story, if I am that person who has anger and resentment and it's deep around money or lack thereof, and I'm spending 80% of my day thinking about that.
How creepy this is.
It's a crippling thing, right? So how do you then begin to shift that? How do you work with people to shift that for them?
So, as I said, the first step is to accept that you are in this situation.
So it's like I've got a problem.
Because once you accept it, you are going to say, okay, so what can I do about it? Then that is where you are able to even, like I was telling you about this, processes and exercises. You can't do these processes and exercises if you are not at the stage of saying, okay, I need to sort this thing out. Mm. So it's not a one day work. Well, but if you work with the energy, but the good thing about energy is that it moves fast. It really moves fast. It can take you 100 years to build a company, but to clear your energy can take you literally maybe a week. So energy works quick because energy works with the universe. The universe can do anything. So, but you have, that's the other thing. We were all given the choice to want something. So you have to want to say, okay, I know that now that we are here, this is not where I want to be. I want something else, and I'm willing to accept that I want something else, which is to get out of the situation. And one of the things that I've seen a lot is that a lot of people, when they come to me, they say, Busi, we want money. And when I say to them, you don't want money, what is it that you really want? They're like, no, what are you talking about? I just want money. No, you don't want money. But it's sometimes so difficult to accept that I hate this job. I don't want this job. I hate this business. It keeps me awake the whole night and every day. I cannot see my kids. I have to be traveling everywhere. I cannot do the things that I want to do. So once you are also able to say, what I really want is just to sleep every day and not feel guilty about it.
You ain't gonna have money then.
So that's the, you see.
You will not have money then.
That's the thing. Because now you are thinking, for me to get money, I have to wake up and you know, why, I don't know why, traumatize myself the whole day, every day.
No, but you have to exchange the energy.
Yes, you have to. But you, the hands, it's energy, yeah. You see. You don't have honest, to.
Yeah, but what I think what Bussy's saying is that it's you've got to, it's a work in progress. Mm. And you've got to first change your self-belief.
Yes.
Because if you can't do that self-belief thought-changing thing, and I mean, I think what Bussy and I were talking about early on before the show is that she also read The Secret. And I think a lot of what she's saying is emphasized by that energy, and that the universe gives you what you put out. What you put out is what you get back. But it is not a quick process. And yes, I think you can change your energy, but I think your self-belief
Yes, it takes longer.
Because you have to honestly believe that you're going to be different and that your life is going to be different. And for people to do that, I think takes a while.
Yeah. And Michelle, I've seen a lot of people get stuck on the action part. Like yes. Pumi say, but I can't just sleep the whole day. I need to do something about this. But then the action part is this. Remember, we are two in one. We are that non-physical being, and we are the physical being that we can all see now, right now here. So the physical being is just like 10% of who we are. And that, and the physical being is where we do stuff, where we call people, we sell our businesses, we do this, we look for better opportunities, we look for better jobs, we look for, it's 10% of who we are. But 90% of who we are is what we don't see, which is where a lot of what we are troubled with is at, or is in the solution for it is at. So doing your actions is still going to be part of this. But now look at this. If you, so that, well, I think we've all heard about income streams, that we have to have more than one income stream so we can have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 income streams. But then if currently now I have one income stream and my whole time feels like I'm, you know, I need all my 24 hours for this one income stream. Yeah. What is that? That means you have allowed only your 10% to take care of you. You have not allowed the 90%. Because look at this. If I always give this example of a call center agent. I think those are the most, the hardworking people.
Yeah, and I admire them so much because they've got such a crap job.
Yeah.
I hate them so much because they're no. so
I know, but you know what? Do you know how hard it must be to speak to somebody that is so rude to you 90% of the time? Shame.
Especially
man.
When you're trying to get a service for that you have paid money for.
No, I know.
This is my
thing. Well, no, when they're selling something, when they're selling you a cell phone and you're like, don't ever call me if you. Okay. Where did you get my number? I'm coming for you right now. So now that is hustling. But the science around that is that every time you call 100 people, one is going to buy and 99 is going to tell you to go die. So
does that sound
so Pumi has done that to other people. So 99 people are going to say go die, and every time a person says go die, you just know that this is one of them of the 99, and then that one person is going to buy. So now if you want 5 sales in a week, you have to call 500 people, and 495 are going to tell you things you do not want to hear. Now, what if you knew who are these 5 people? Would you still call the 495?
Hell no.
No, so that is the thing. Now, one of the exercises we do is to channel our being to the right opportunities. We call it an inspired thought. So we do something called a 68-second meditation. It literally is 68 seconds, and everyone has 68 seconds in their life every day.
Just now, ne? When you finish with this story,
we're going to do it together. Yeah. Yes.
So you do your 68 seconds, and then after that, you will get an inspired thought, which will lead you to an inspired action. So now that inspired action is to say, go call Cindy. Because, well, I've seen it a lot of times. People looking for things, people looking for opportunities, and the person gets a thought, call Cindy. Call Cindy, say, oh my goodness, I lost your numbers. I've been wanting to talk to you. I have this for you. Boom.
Is that really opening up the energy?
Yeah.
So that's opening up it's all the energies, and it also goes into the ethos.
Exactly. And it connects to whoever connects wants together, to help you.
So all the people inside the ethos comes together.
Okay, Busine. your 68 seconds.
Starts now.
Do not do such things. Let me have things.
now, now you have so this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
So you think of something that makes you happy. Anything. Not money, definitely, because we know money is not one.
Anything like chocolate.
Like chocolate, okay. Like your nice baby or your dog or whatever. That okay. Makes
all right, got
I'm
it.
Thinking about something that makes me happy.
Okay. Me too.
Do I have to tell you what it is?
No, okay. You don't. Okay. Think about that thing for the next 68 seconds. Now, when you're thinking about it, continually be thinking about how happy it makes you feel. So when I do this with it, when I this happens, when I... So you experience really, really being in that moment. So if it wasn't the beach, you would be walking there. If it wasn't the mountains, you'd be climbing the mountains, looking up, seeing the beautiful trees, seeing so much abundance. So that's what we're doing.
If it is eating chocolate, I'm eating chocolate.
You're eating chocolate week. And you're feeling it and you just... The taste and everything. That is so good. Definitely do that.
Okay.
For okay, let's try this.
Okay, for 68 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
And for nothing else. You must just keep
nothing
quiet
else. And just keep.
And just, but you've got to keep on thinking about it. Don't change the thought process. No, don't veer off the path.
Yes, it should be something that you really would like to think about without judging anything about it.
All right. Okay.
What if you stop thinking about that thing and your mind veers off?
That's
what
I was just saying.
What if you're not a meditating person? Like, I don't know. I try. I've
that's
what
I'm saying.
Think. And so I'm thinking about chocolate and I'm thinking about it. And I'm thinking about how happy it makes me. And then like 15 seconds in, I'm thinking about something else.
Okay, fine. If you think about something else that makes you feel good. So let's say you were thinking about chocolate. Oh my goodness, I love chocolate. But then I can also, what else can you do with chocolate? You can bake a cake.
I can make a chocolate cake. Yes. I can bake cookies with chocolate smeared on top.
I can enjoy that chocolate cake. Do not go and say, oh, the chocolate cake is going to get me fat. Don't go there.
You see,
just continue with the right
with
route.
The happiness.
Yes, okay. I can do a chocolate
the
cake. The chocolate cake.
That
I can do it for my family. They will enjoy it so much. So
and this happy, inspired thought has nothing to do with money.
No. Well, so there are stages. The first stage, when you're still cleaning your energy, you should never have anything to have about mine. But then after that, once you are so good in this, we'll go to the next level where then you will start to think about money, but not in the way that you currently thinking about money in another way.
Mm, what is that way?
So the other way is for you to think about the things that money will give you, not the actual money. So you're now thinking about the things that money will give you, but also there's a detachment process that you go through also before you even say, I want the AMG red Mercedes Benz. You're going to detach from it by saying, if I don't ever get it, I'll still be okay. So now once you accept that, then you can go to the next level of getting it to come to you while you are not desperate for it.
So desperation is a bad...
A big bad thing.
That's a negative energy.
Mm.
But it's not a driving kind of...
No. You're driving, not having it. It's a driving energy, right? But you're driving what? Not having it. Because when you're desperate, you're saying what? I don't have this. So you are driving that energy. What else don't you have? What else can you not have? What else can go wrong? So that's what you're doing. So you need to detach from desperation by saying, if this ever, never, ever happens, I'm okay.
So what do you do about the bitchy back chats that happens in your mind automatically?
The meditation
helps
the
whole
it.
Thing. Yeah.
Yes, that's what the meditation
what
kills
this,
it.
That's what
because when
you
are happy, you're feeling so happy, that voice sleeps. Literally, you cut off its oxygen. Immediately when you are in that spot, that's when you go into what you want.
It's the negative energy and the negative thought processes that actually destroy most people. Because a lot of people, I mean, you've heard this so much on motivational speaking that they say to you, always be positive.
Yes.
Don't think negative. So when you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, crap, I'm so stupid. Stree's nuts. You're going to be stupid that day. You're going to do all the stupid things that day because it's a self-negative talk that you are giving yourself.
You
so
know
this
that
is teaching.
You're thinking I'm stupid, so then you go and fix it.
Yes.
Don't do an affirmation to say I'm clever when you feel stupid. It's wrong. Very wrong. It's going to make it worse. Don't do that. Fix why you think you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because every time, the good thing about this is that every time you have that negative thought is the same thought that will take you from zero to high. Because when you ask, why am I stupid? Then you will come up with the reasons why you think you're stupid. And then you will actually go and say, is this factual? Am I really like this, like this, like this, like? Then you find out, no, man, actually I'm not. Even last week I did such a great thing. Even last year, even, you know, I'm actually fine. Then you are good. You've gone from zero to...
But it's knowing it, hey? It's actually recognizing...
Awareness.
Awareness, and it's recognizing that, hang on, I've said this, but why did I say it? What was the reasoning behind it, and how do I take that negative and make it a positive?
Absolutely. But the meditation kills that
bitchy back chat. Yep. That's what I call it.
You I like that. That
that's a nice I'm gonna, name for it.
I think, Busy, you need to use that in your next seminar.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I'm not a part of that. So, and Michelle, one of the, and when I said to you, we're going to do something different today, because for me, when I think money, I think serious. I think lists. I think numbers.
Oh,
I think,
and you feel worse and worse.
And money for me is important and serious business. But you have a conversation like this and it doesn't feel serious.
Yes.
So and Michelle, for a person who works with financial advice and works with people in the serious space of it, how important do you think it is to have a little bit of fun with the way that we experience money, or the way that we think about money, or the way that we use it or don't use it, you know?
I think what we've done today is shown people that doesn't matter what situation you're in right now, it doesn't have to stay that way. And I think to me, that's what's important.
Yes.
It's not a case about that money is ever fun, because I don't think money will ever be fun. But I think it's about how you think about money that will change your perception about money.
Yep.
So when you look at it, and like we've spoken about retirement and investments and all those kinds of things. So when somebody's sitting there today going, crap, I am going to die poor, I'm going to retire poor, that is really a mindset as well. Because as soon as they start thinking differently about money, like Bus has just told us, and they've changed their thought process about money, who knows what's going to happen?
Because, you know, I'm just sitting thinking how much I love money.
Yeah, that's good.
More importantly, it's not even, no, this is a thing, you know.
That's amazing.
Like, I often think about this. I actually just like having it, right?
Yes.
Like seeing it
in
my
your purse. Seeing it in your bank balance. Yeah.
Seeing it in my bank balance. Like, yes. I keep money in my house.
Yeah, me too. Like,
under the mattress.
People should
have a safe. I keep money in my house. Actual money. And in fact, I used to keep it in an underwear drawer. I had workers at my house a couple of months ago. And I kid you not. In my underwear drawer, I never thought this could ever happen to me, right?
Sure.
3,800 rands gone.
Sorry, man.
For me, that's awful.
And my dad. So I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? These bloody people painting my room. And my dad, all my dad could say was, why have you got so much money in your house?
Like, why no, I have money in my house.
Why are you keeping it? Yeah, Michelle.
I've got an ATM at home. It's my a little ATM. It's my secret spot. So whenever I'm not there and the family phones and says, listen, this guy's come to fetch this, and I'll go to the ATM and go and fetch the money.
Yes.
And that's a good feeling. But I'm also just thinking about, there are people who actually don't have a bad or negative money story, right? There are people out there who have had good experience
Absolutely.
With money. And I'm also wondering how to tap into that. Do you ever work with people and tap into that so that they can share that with other people?
Well, the good thing is that even if you have, well, you have a bad or a good story, you can make it good anyway. So,
but how do you know? How do you know that your money story is bad? And this is a real thing, because this is an experience that you are having at childhood level, right? How do you know that it is a bad story?
It's not actually a bad as in the meaning of bad. It's just that it's not serving you. The thing is that...
That's a bit of a mind blower. So it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be negative or or terrible or like we never had money. Yeah. We always went to bed hungry. It's just that it is not serving you. In the way that you need. So if you are, if you do have anxieties about money, if you do feel you don't have enough, you work too hard, you all of those things, and it doesn't meet your expectation, then there's something broken.
There is never anything bad in the universe. Everything is for the good. But if something is not serving you, then you need to let that go, because it's not good for you. But it's not that it's bad. If you went through a, well, what we call a bad experience, that experience, you needed it. And there's so much value in having that experience. But if there is an emotion that you're attaching now to that experience that is not serving you, then it's where the problem starts.
Because remember, every time you have an emotion, or every time you have a thought, the emotion comes with that thought. So with anybody that has a bad experience, like they've come to collect my car, they've repossessed my car. Every time you think about that car, that feeling comes back out. So it's that anxiousness, that hurt, that anger, everything comes back. And I think that's what Busy is so, that's why it's so valuable what she's saying, because you can actually teach yourself to think differently.
Busy, is this a woman thing? So you spoke about the fact that you've got all these ladies that you work with, and now that we're in this like deep,
I think men
with the emotion,
men just don't want to tell us.
You know, now we're having the belly, the underbelly conversation.
They're
of
funny.
The thoughts and the emotion and the, and I'm wondering, is this a problem? Is this a woman problem?
The funniest thing is that I actually do have men clients, but my men clients never wants to come into the group environment, you know, because well, my women clients loves the group environment, but the men don't. But what I've seen is that the men gets it so well, so quick, because for them, they can, you know, for them, a box is a box. For us, a box is something that is square. It can maybe have four sides or what, we make it so
sometimes
deep.
It's long, sometimes it's fat, sometimes
for them, when I say to a man, you do 1, 2, 3, this is your 68 seconds, you do it like this, men get it so quickly, their emotions are so easily adjustable to what they want.
It makes it so
they are so easy to work with. I actually get them to the breakthroughs quicker. But then women, when they get it, now they make amazing things happen. Because they get it deep down. So men normally gets it to do something. They are more like, I'm getting it to do. So women, money for us is a security problem. And if you you're talking about our security, then we are, it's so hard for us. So that is the first thing also in women that I work with them, to detach them from the thinking that money is their security. Money is not our security. The universe created us for a reason. Put us here with all that we need. Money is not going to be our security. It's not going to work like that. So for men, for them, they get that right easy, because for them, it's about getting things done. For us, it's about getting out of that. Once we get out of the fact that I know that right now, I could lose everything I have right now sitting here, I don't really care, because I know tomorrow I can get it all back and more. Because that's what I have and who I am. It's not what provides for me. There's something bigger than that. So when women get it, they get it deep down. And they make big things happen. Like huge. And we love the group stuff.
Make big things happen. So we have only a few minutes left. So, and I need to know what you have. These money breakfasts. You have workshops. You have one-on-one sessions, obviously.
Yes. Evidently.
Yes. I didn't know there were one-on-one
sessions.
They are. So how do you work? How do people get hold of you? How do you work? And what can people expect out of that experience?
I think that the easiest thing to do if you like to get your money vibration in line is just start out. I've got a lot of online courses that I offer. So come through, take an online course that talks to your current problem. I've got an online course of how to get rid of the vibration of debt. So debt is not just about how much money you owe. It's why you even owe the money that is the problem. So sometimes you find yourself paying it off and coming back to it, paying it off and coming back to it.
Like you spend too much money on clothes.
Yes. So it is not about the amount. And I've seen people that have so much debt that was supposed to take them 5 years, get it paid off in less than a year, in about 8 months. One lady, she paid it off in 8 months. But then now look at this lady. This lady is earning a lot, like a really lot. She's a doctor and she's doing so well, but she couldn't even bill her clients. If her client did not pay, she would not call them back because she was scared to ask for money. And then she because the clients are not paying, she'll go into debt. So, and every time she tries to pay it off, she goes back. So obviously there was a whole lot more stuff that was causing that. But she was able to get this debt paid up in less than a year because the vibration of what was causing the debt had changed. She totally cleared that energy. And opportunities that allowed her to pay off the debt came. Opportunities that she never knew were available around her, they happened and she was able to pay it off. So it's a 6-week online course that people can do. You do it on your own time. You can just call me for a few question and answer session, but you do that on your own. You clear up the energy, you clear up the story why you even have this debt, and you get yourself to allowing the opportunities that would clear the debt for you. So then you can work with Michelle to say which one do we clear first, what. But now you have the means and the resources to do it. And then there's also one where you are stuck. You're feeling like, I worked too much, I worked so hard, but nothing seems to come right. Why is it that I know I'm working hard, I know I'm doing so. That is called How to Get Unstuck. And also it talks about the energy of why are you blocking yourself so much from receiving the opportunities, receiving this money that you want so much. So those are just examples of the. There's also a 30 days money mindset change where you change what you think money is, how you think money is, how you feel about money. So that's amazing, and a whole lot more. So that's, and then you can always come to every month I hold a money breakfast for free. It's always in Randburg. Everyone who wants to come through can come through.
Because you had at the Botanical Gardens. I hope the next one's not at the Botanical Gardens.
No, it's not at the Botanical Gardens now because it's winter, but we're gonna go back in summer because there's this beautiful dam that we love and this big tree that we just see both of those things and we think, wow, life is so good. So we have it in Randburg, and you can now. I have a workshop that I'm doing, how to use your unused skills to make money, because we all have our skills but we don't know what they are, how we can make money out of those, because that is where the universe allowed us to take care of ourselves. If you can't take care of yourself, you cannot create. You need to. You should not be worried about how am I going to pay my bills at the end of the month. If you don't want to wake up that day, you shouldn't be worried about, if I don't wake up, I'm not going to earn. So that's what we're doing. If you want to make money from your skills, so you can come to that workshop. It's on the 3rd of June. The 3rd of June is in 2 weeks' time. And you're going to learn what is your skill, how can you use your skill to make money. But we're also going to talk to things about doubting yourself. So now you know the skill, but you're doubting yourself that, am I really going to make money? Or you have fear. That fear says, oh no, you are going to let your security go now. Or this is never going to work. So we're going to talk about security. We're going to talk about value. How do you make your skill valuable so that you can now access the money you want? So it's going to be a great workshop. It's on the 3rd of June. So all this is on my website and Facebook.
Busi Selesho, S-E-L-E-S-H-O.
Yes, S-E-L-E-S-H-O.
B-U-S-I-S-E-L-E-S-H-O .com. And you're on Facebook, and you're on Twitter, and you're on Instagram, and you're on all of this stuff.
It's Busi Selesho.
It's been amazing. It's been real. Michelle?
I think this is when you have the energy fantastic. Right.
Michelle can get your money in order.
Yes.
But guys,
yes.
This is awesome. You know, I think what you've taught us today is that money is not just what it is.
Yes.
It's the value of the money that you get.
Absolutely.
And again, everything works in tandem. So this has been absolutely super.
I enjoyed myself.
Thank you,
Busi. Thank you, ladies. You're
thank
amazing.
You.
It's if you haven't been paid yet,
speak to your boss.
You still have time. You still have time to change that that money perception. You still have time to change that money perception. And more importantly, you have a little bit of time to, you know, get into your vibration, get into your money vibration. And that's what Womandla is all about. It's all about keeping it real and being completely, completely. Thank you for joining me. I'm Phumi Mashego, and you've been tuned into Womandla. We're back again next week.
Bye all. CliffCentral.com.